Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Guys, I just want to say that I've been waiting for this guest of mine in particular for a few weeks now. She's extremely busy. I mean, these guests, they charge a lot of money for coaching, for their time. So please, please pay attention to every word that she says on the show, because it's an amazing story that she's actually been through her journey as an entrepreneur. And she inspires thousands of people around the world. So please welcome none other than Nicole Cooper, live from America. Thank you, Nicole, for coming onto the show today.
Hey, Princess. Hey, everybody for watching. Thank you so much for having me on. And yes, it has been. We've worked on this for about, 2 months now, trying to coordinate our schedules and make it happen. So thanks for being patient and having me on.
Oh, no, it's been an absolute pleasure, Nicole. I mean, I had my eye on you. When I met you in Denver at the Empower Network, I mean, I was actually blown away by you. And you've just been so inspirational. And your story is just absolutely amazing. It just shows so much dedication and consistency. So I just want you to kind of walk us through your journey. How did you actually start off as an entrepreneur, Nicole? When did it all happen for you? When is it that you thought that this is the kind of journey that you want to take, where you want to start business by yourself? So could you just kind of rewind a little bit and just go to that moment where you thought, okay, this is something that I want to do?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm one of those people who've always been an entrepreneur. I don't know how often you hear that, but I have. As a kid, I was born, and I'm a child of immigrants. I'm a first-generation American. And I think it's very common for children of immigrants to be very entrepreneurial, because immigrants don't have the same privileges as citizens do. Right. And so I come from a family where, you know, they believed in working hard, but they also believed in doing whatever it takes to make things happen. And they taught us how to go after what we want and never wait on anyone to give us anything or wait for anyone to hire us. They taught us how to be very entrepreneurial. I started selling candy when I was 11 years old. My mom would take me to the stores and supply me with all these candies, and I would go to school and I would sell out, and actually put the student store almost out of business. I got in trouble quite a few times because I threatened the school store, because I knew what the supply was that the kids wanted, and I knew the demand. Well, I remember, I mean, my dad and I, we would sit down and we were going to buy vending machines, and I was about 15 years old, and I was really excited about how much money I was making selling candy, and, you know, we were talking about investing in vending machines. So I learned at an early age that being an entrepreneur is the way to go, because while I was selling my own candy, I also had a job at Taco Bell, and I noticed that I made 3 times more selling candy than I did with my weekly checks from Taco Bell. And so I pretty much knew at that age that no matter whatever happened, I always would find a way to make money. Making money was easy for me. You know, it was always a way that you can make a dollar out of 15 cents. So, you know, going through school for me was just, it was just a matter of accomplishing something to make my parents proud. When I went to college and I got a degree, I actually struggled in school, you know, because I went to school and I had all these ideas of what I should become when I grow up, you know, the doctor, the lawyer, you know, this, that, and I tried all these different classes. I was in political science thinking I wanted to be a lawyer, then I went on to try English, and then I went on to try accounting, and I tried all these different majors, and nothing resonated with me. Finally, I ended up in business, and I realized that I love business. I actually love business law. It was one of the first classes where I was sitting in class on the front row, excited about every word that came out of his mouth. And I just knew I just wanted to go into business. I actually did an internship while I was in college. I worked for a year at a company. It was a phone company here in the States, very popular company. And I hated it. I hated it. It was the most depressing experience of my life. And I told myself, you know what, I'm going to finish what I start, but when I'm done with this internship, I will never work a job again a day in my life. And that was the last time I worked. When I got out of college, I went on to become a waitress until I figured out what I wanted to be. You know, I waited tables, which is kind of like the thing to do to have control over your life but still create a living. And then I went on to get into real estate because that was the way that I was told most of the wealthy built their wealth was through real estate. So I went to real estate school, got my license, started practicing in Orlando, Florida, became very successful at it, and then the market crashed. So when the market crashed, you know, for me, I knew it's all about skill and trade. So it was a matter of me trying to find what was the next skill I needed to learn to acquire the kind of lifestyle that I wanted to acquire. Jobs just were not an option for me. I remember filling out job interviews, and I actually got a job as a headhunter, a job offer, making 100-something grand a year. I was sitting in the office, and we were going through the interview back and forth, and she was telling me the hours required, and I was looking at all the people at their little cubicles, and I was like, there's no way I can do this. And I left that office and made a decision to get online and figure out what my next move was going to be, and that landed me to into the world of internet marketing, right, and to Tracy Walker.
Just to stop you there, Nicole, I've noticed that the reason why you weren't settling in jobs is because you had the exposure of making money at a young age. And would you think that your parents were quite inspirational in that area? Is that what encouraged you?
Absolutely. My mother, and I share this story often, my mother was a secretary at a stock brokerage firm in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica. And she had a lot of friends who lived in the hills of Malibu, Palisades. They were very, very wealthy people. Right. And my mother would take us on the weekends for drives through the hills. As a matter of fact, I just came back from L.A. a couple of days ago, and I went on the same drives that my mother and I used to go through. And it made me see the mansions and the millionaires that were not working jobs.
Yes.
And that told me, you know, I looked at how these people were living, and I looked at how all the people that I knew that worked jobs were living, and I said, something's off. You know, the people who work jobs don't live like this, so I'm not going to work a job. I need to find out what these people are doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do what they're doing. And most of, you know, California's full of celebrity. And you know, a lot of actresses and actors and athletes and singers and entertainers. But I knew that there had to be a way, even not being choosing that field, to find wealth. And so, yeah, the inspiration came from that experience and encounter of driving through those hills and looking at those $20 million mansions. As a matter of fact, in my bag now, I picked up a book while we were hanging out in the hills, having breakfast, and it's all filled with all the big, beautiful mansions of California. And the first mansion was $50 million in Montecito, which is Santa Barbara, out where Oprah has her home. Yes. And that's just the kind of exposure that I've had seen growing up. And I just know, working a job, there's just, you don't even think about looking at books like that. So, yeah, it was pretty much great inspiration.
That's right, because also, Anthony Robbins, I've noticed a lot of my guests have one common denominator when it comes to success, is to surround yourself with people that have success, so it can give you that feeling of what it can be like, because a lot of people are kind of closed in society where they just go to a job, come home, and that's it, that's their life. They don't actually look out the box and see what other possibilities there are. So that's a very important point you've actually mentioned, to actually go out there and have a look and hang around with people that have got more than you, so you can actually feel the presence of what it's about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, it boils down to exposure. It boils down to exposure. A lot of people say it's about where you're from. No, you can be from some of the most challenging areas in the world, but if you've been exposed to a different way of life, it creates the curiosity and the drive, and it builds that ambition to pursue and figure out the better way.
Excellent, excellent, wonderful. That's a very, very important point there, guys, to model someone that has got success and just kind of save you decades in a way, because it's taken them a long time. You can actually do it in, you know, you can pick a lot of their years and wrap it up within a month even. This is something that Tony Robbins said. But okay, and Nicole, so what happened after that? So when you came into internet marketing, sorry to interrupt you, I'm just going to grab a few points that you make and just kind of expand on them for the audience sake. So you went into internet marketing. What was the first thing that you did there?
So when I first got involved, I didn't really, you know, I didn't know what it was. I got online. I was pregnant at the time with my daughter, my first child. By this time, I was about 8 months pregnant, and I couldn't, you know, there was no other option for me but to find a way to make money from home. So I began to search how to make money from home. And I started coming across all these different, what I know now are lead capture pages, where people had a lot of lifestyle photos. They were in front of they were sitting on gondolas in Venice and in front of statues in Rome and standing in front of the pyramids of Egypt and in front of luxury cars, and they were telling stories about their lives and how they were making X amount of dollars using this simple system online. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just created that interest in me. I wanted to know, okay, I see the lifestyle that they're living. I want to know what it is that they're doing. And I began to research, and ultimately it led me to a few people. It led me to Tracy Walker was one of them. It led me to a couple of other people who are no longer even on the internet. Another guy by the name of Dennis Carganilia. Back in the day, he was a big YouTube guy. Dagan Smith. You know, it led me to a lot of different internet marketers of that time. And I began to just watch everything that they were doing. I watched all their videos. I started buying all the programs. I would buy their ebooks. I mean, whatever it is they were telling me to buy, the hunger in me was so, I was so hungry to learn the information that I didn't even have money, right? At this point, I had lost everything. When the real estate industry collapsed, I lost everything, went broke, bankrupt, cars repossessed, pretty much was homeless. But I still had a dream, right? Right? The show started to have a dream. I still had a dream. I still had a vision and a desire for something better. And so what I did is I made an arrangement with my dad. I said, Dad, hey, you know what? I found this new concept called internet marketing, and I don't have the money to buy the things that I need. So if you don't mind, can you sponsor me and help me buy these different tools that I need? And in turn, I'll put your name down so that you can earn the commissions from these different affiliate programs that I'm signing up for. My dad was like, sure. He gave me his credit card number. And he said, go ahead and buy whatever it is that you need. Just let me know when you charge so I can expect the bill. And as they say, the rest is history. I started buying various programs. And during that time, by this time, another program was introduced called MLSP, which a lot of us were involved in before. Yes. And I got involved in that company, and that was pretty much the foundation of my success. That was where I really understood all the conceptual terms of internet marketing, like lead capture pages and list building and driving traffic. That was where I learned how to do social media marketing. And at that time, it wasn't Facebook, it was MySpace, right? We had to use MySpace at the time to generate leads and drive traffic. And we had all these different tools and stuff that we would use, little robots or whatnot, that will allow you to connect with people. But it all started from me making a decision that I'm going to master whatever it is that these people are doing, because I know if I learn this skill, that I can make the money that they're making.
Right, perfect. So when you acquired these skills, how did you come across, is there anything else you tried other than MLSP? Was there any other programs that you tried online?
I bought a lot of programs. There weren't a lot of systems at the time.
Right.
I probably bought everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Whatever existed, I purchased it. Yeah, I've spent thousands of dollars. But yeah. MLSP was the first, it was probably the first organized training system that showed you what to do step by step. All the other things were kind of scattered. You know, you would buy something about list building here. You would buy something about video marketing here. And it was all scattered information. But MLSP was the first uniform place where everything you needed was in one location, and they walked you through it on a weekly basis.
Excellent, excellent. So the burning question is, how did you come across Empower Network?
Well, that I actually, when it comes down to Empower Network, when I was in MLSP, that was actually designed to teach you as a network marketer how to build your business successfully on the internet. Right. I ended up getting involved in a network marketing company after that, and took action on the skills that I had learned from that system, and was able to build an organization of over 10,000 people in 10 months and make over six figures within, I hit my first five-figure month within 3 months in that company. Yeah. I ended up building a huge organization But the issue, as it began to grow, there was conflict with being an internet marketer trying to build an offline organization. And so after about 18 months or so, I was really, really successful in it, but I grew weary of the contradiction of the offline network marketing life and the internet marketing ways of doing things. And so I was hitting a point where I was wanting to kind of phase out of that. And I started trying to do my own thing online, doing coaching programs, membership sites and things like that. And I ended up going to an MLSP event in October of 2011. Tracy was doing, she was speaking, and I was helping her to put her products and stuff together for the event. And I told her, I'll come down and I'll help work your table for you. So at that time, I was very pregnant, I think 7.5 months pregnant at that time. I went on down there to the event, and everybody was there. Dave Wood, Lawrence Tam, David Sharp, all of us were down there in Orlando. And we had like a leadership dinner. They took us to the Epcot Center, shut the park down. We had the park to ourselves. They did fireworks for us. We had this beautiful dinner overlooking a lake. And Dave Wood tapped us on the shoulder and was like, hey, I want to talk to you guys about something. And so that night, Dave Wood pulled me aside and talked to me for about 3 hours in a parking lot about the whole concept of Empower Network. But I was so burnt out that I was like, no, I'm not interested. And I said no. Tracy was tired. And she had went to her hotel room. She said, well, just tell me what you guys talk about tomorrow and fill me in. Well, Dave talked to her the next day, and she said yes. And so she called me afterwards and was like, are you in? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want to get in. I'm not interested. And she was like, you need to get in. I'm getting in. And she pretty much coerced me to get involved. And that's kind of how I got involved in Empower Network. But it was a really good, it was a good transition in because of how everything worked out.
Can I just ask you, Nicole, I just want to ask you, just rewinding a little bit, the time where you achieved success and you were in real estate, you made the money, and then you lost it, and then regaining it, a lot of people collapse at that point where they lose a lot of money. How did you get back up? I mean, what is that inspiration that you had? What is that, what do you need to push yourself up again, that moment?
You know, well, it was funny. I listened to a lot of audios. I read a lot of books, as you can see behind me, tons and tons of books. And I remember listening to an audio CD that said that the average millionaire had filed bankruptcy, I think, 2.3 times, right? Mm-hmm. So the average millionaire filed bankruptcy between 2 to 3 times. And for some reason, when I had to file bankruptcy, I was like, okay, that's one down.
So you're already mentally prepared.
Well, yeah, because it was one of those things where when the burden is heavy, and you have either one of two choices, you can carry that burden with you to your grave and let it stress you out, or you can relieve yourself, wash your hands of that burden, clear your plate, and start from scratch. I realized that it was beneficial to file bankruptcy because we were so in under our heads because we had acquired all these investment properties and things like that. That to me, it was a very humbling experience because I went from having billboards and my own magazines and newsletters and things like that as a successful real estate agent to living in someone's spare bedroom. But I had a vision. You know, at the end of the day, it's a vision that drives you. You ask, what do you need? You need a vision. I have a very big imagination. You know, I heard Les Brown say, you don't live in your memory, you live in your imagination, and I'm a dreamer. So for me, it was a matter of, okay, we failed here, but how do we start off and get back where we want to go? And it was just, to me, it wasn't even a second thought, especially when you're pregnant, right? When you have a baby on the way, you don't have time to think or wonder or question or doubt. You have a countdown to the birth of that child and the fact that they need a bed to lay in and you have to feed them. And, you know, you have just extenuating circumstances that you need to do something about. And that was just my situation. So I would say to a lot of people, if they come face to face with adversity in that sense, you know, it really boils down to reconnecting with your vision and also a sense of spiritual connection, right? You can't do this on your own because you do have your dark days and there are moments where you want to, you know, dig your own little hole and go lay down in it. But it also requires a spiritual connection so that you can really reconnect with a greater source of strength in yourself at your weakest moment.
Excellent, excellent. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Nicole. So just going back to Empower Network, so by this time, you've acquired a lot of experience, you've acquired a lot of tools and knowledge in the internet marketing, so I feel that you're quite ready to take things forward with Empower Network. What did you feel different about Empower Network? Did you feel that it's maybe a little bit different? I mean, the quality of products-wise, etc. How did you feel about it?
What I felt about Empower Network is I'm a big, 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 huge, huge believer in digital marketing, in the internet marketing industry. That is one thing that I know has evolved and is not going anywhere. As you see, social media has taken over. You know, the Facebook marketing and the paid ads and things like that is dominating corporate America. So I was really big on educating people on the power of internet marketing. I wasn't necessarily a big MLM fan. I believe MLM is great for growth. But I love the idea of developing a skill set that is high in demand. And so what I saw with Empower Network was I had just created my own system about a year prior called the Six Figure Success Formula. And it was designed to teach people how to build a successful business on the internet, and it taught them all the variations of internet marketing. List building, the whole concept, lead capture pages, creating your story, lifestyle marketing, video marketing, social media marketing. I went through all these different components. I think it was like a 12 or a 16-week course that I did. Right. And my team, the people who joined me on it, gave me rave reviews, but it stopped. After the training was over, it was like, okay, what's next? Mm-hmm. We actually needed a system where you can be manifesting money while you're learning, the whole earn while you learn concept. Excellent. And so what Empower Network did was it gave us that platform, because I'm a big advocate of skill. I believe in making money, but I don't like to teach just make money online, because I feel like if people don't understand the power of the skill, then they won't make the money. And so I felt like it was a very equal balance of the two. You can earn while you learn. You can develop the skill set. You can see how to make the money online, and you can be making it while you're learning and figuring it out. So it was a really good component to something that I was starting to do, but I got stuck at. I needed something else to build out on and also give people a vehicle where you can actually practice it and do things right now that will make you money at this given moment by taking action on what you're learning. So that's what I loved about Empower.
Excellent, excellent. There's a question related to this, Nicole, if you don't mind me taking this. It's from Susan Broomfield, and she's saying that I am new to internet marketing, and there's a vast area in social media where I can actually get leads, but I'm very, very stuck on which area to go. There's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, they're all vast. What is your advice for me? I can't apply all, it's too big.
Absolutely, and don't. Guys, here's the deal, and here's my recommendation, and this is what I did. You find the thing that resonates with you the most. You know, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have LinkedIn, now you have Instagram, you have Pinterest, you have YouTube. My knack was marketing, video marketing, and it still is. One of the key things that was easy for me was to turn on a camera and talk. And so that was how I actually built my business, and it still is where my strength lies today. From an internet marketing standpoint, because to me, video was easy. I have an undergrad degree in IT and radio, television, and film, which just so happens to be internet marketing and video marketing and you know, speaking and things like that. So it was easy for me to do video marketing, and that's what I pretty much leveraged to create my success and make connections in other ways. I'm also a Facebooker, so I Facebook gives you a chance. It's kind of like a mini blog in a sense, right? You can share your thoughts, you can make connections, you can build relationships, you can post things that actually connect people. But I'm not a Twitterer, right? To me, you're either a Facebook person or you're a Twitter person.
Yes.
Twitter, to me, takes a lot of work to connect with. It takes a lot of energy to figure out, to keep up with the posts. So my two dominant strengths are YouTube and Facebook, because they complement my personality and they complement who I am. I am a very animated person, a talkative person, a bubbly person. So video marketing is very good for me. Then I also love to promote lifestyle marketing. I'm big into traveling and experiences and things like that, and I love to share that journey with other people. So you have to find for you, and I think it was Susan was her name, you have to find for you what blends with your personality. Don't do what everyone else is doing because they're doing it, and I think that's one of the key things, too, as you start developing as a marketer, is finding your voice. I'm surrounded by very strong people, but I'm very different. I have my own quirky ways about me, and I want to make sure that I stay in alignment with where my strengths lie. And so you have to figure out who you are, what you love to do, ways that you love to connect, and focus just on those things. And the only way, too, that you'll figure that out is if you consistently try different things. You know, you might try video marketing, and you might feel like, ooh, I don't feel like this is necessarily my strength. I can do it, but I don't know if this will be my predominant marketing piece. So you might try Facebook. You might be really good at pictures. So you might do Instagram. But it's just a matter of trying things until you figure out what is in your lane and you stick with that.
Excellent. And the Empower Network blog that is part of that, do you feel it's quite easy to incorporate them all together when it comes to sharing content?
Yeah, I think the blog actually it creates a home base, okay? Because social media, at the end of the day, it's somebody else's site that they're giving you free rent space on. Mm-hmm. When you have a blog, it becomes your home base. It becomes your address that as you are on these different social media sites, if you want to continue to build a long-term relationship with someone, you drive them to your blog and you make that connection because your blog gives people a chance to get to know you. At the end of the day, guys, as internet marketers, we are in the sales business. And what are you selling? You're selling yourself. You're selling why people should do business with you. You're selling your experiences, your journeys, your discoveries, the things that you're going to expose other people to. And so your home base, your blog, is where people can come and get to know who you are. They can check you out. They can kind of, we call it the stalker thing. It's a good stalking. Where they can come and really read up on you and see if they want to make a decision to move forward with you. And it's really a great way to start expressing yourself and sharing your experiences and have something where you're consistently being able to voice who you are so that people can keep up with that and see the different elements of your personality. So blog, does it ties it all together. And it actually allows people to, at the end of the day, you drive them to that one source and they always know where to find you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. There you go, Susan, a very elaborated answer from Nicole. This is a quite a good one, actually. This one's Scott Bratcher. And he's saying, if I was in a lift with Nicole and I asked her what Empower Network was, what would she say in those few seconds that I've got with her in the lift?
It's a business designed to show you how to market your business online and how to make money online.
Right, excellent. There you go. That's quite a good question, actually, because, you know, when you are in a lift, you need to be able to quickly, instantly wrap up what you do.
Yeah, when people ask me, what do? I tell them I teach people how to make money online. And they're like, whoa, can you tell me more? And I'm like, sure, go to my website. I'll tell you all about it.
Excellent. There you go. And have your business cards ready. So, excellent. Thank you very much, Nicole. Nicole, can I just ask you, so a lot of people that inquire about Empower Network, they usually have a question where they say that the leaders that are making it big, you know, with success are the ones usually at the beginning. Could you answer that question in a way that they feel that they've got the edge of the launch of Empower Network. How would you counter answer that?
Well, I will say, internet marketing is about one asset, right? And that asset is building a list of people. You will have people who come into Empower Network who had a pre-existing list. Yes. That list are people that they can immediately access and tell them, hey, guess what? I have something that I think you're going to love. Check it out. Click on this link. And immediately they might have a larger population of people that join Empower Network. For those who are coming in, though, the beautiful thing about it now and a lot of different components of what Empower is going to be releasing in the next couple of months is going to make everybody's life easier. Because now a lot of you guys have a vehicle where you don't have to do all the work to build the list. What we had to do, we had to go out and find our own grassroots way of connecting with people and building this list and getting creative and creating all this stuff to try to get them to keep up with us or stay connected to us until we found Empower. And now we finally found a home base for a lot of our followers. But a lot of you guys now, you have a full-on system where people can literally plug and play and have success immediately without you trying to create your own product and doing all these things. It all boils down to taking massive action. It boils down to getting out there and getting the message and just sharing with people what it is that we do and how it works and doing it consistently. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He didn't even know he was making money. But he shot this video and he showed a clip of his check and he was like, I got 8 signups from that video showing them the couple grand that I made on the internet. You know, it's simple things like that where you're constantly being a evangelist about what it is that we're doing and telling people about our industry. I think a lot of people try to sell people on what we do, and you're trying to convince people, hey, I want you to join, I want you to join, I want you to join. But guys, sell them on the benefits of the power of internet marketing and the value of what it is that people will learn by being connected. And the fact that a lot of people hate what they currently do, And they don't know where to turn, how to replace their income. The fact that they can come into this industry and that information is the new economy. You can make money hand over fist by learning simple techniques and skills to connect with an audience and sell them on information. It's a matter of presenting to people the benefits of what it is that we do so that they can want to come in and take a look. And next thing you know, they'll see the power and the simplicity of our system and they'll be on board. I think a lot of folks are looking at this in a very network marketing kind of way, where yes. It's like, I want to bring you to a home meeting. I got to lay out the background, the history, the compensation plan. I got to go through all this nonsense. Guys, listen, just tell people about the beauty and the benefits. You know, you can work from anywhere in the world and make a living. Everyone in the world right now is trying it. All companies are trying to figure out how internet marketing works. There's actually a study where there's a 27% shortage of digital marketing talent, where companies are desperately looking for people who know internet marketing to help their corporations, and they can't find the talent because it's lacking. There's a lack of talent out there in the digital marketing industry, from SEO to content marketing to email marketing to blogging. And so you have an opportunity to reach all audiences, people who love their jobs or want to get promotions or want to find new jobs and master a skill, people who want flexibility and travel the world, people who are stay-at-home moms and dads who, you know, want to work part-time but still be able to make enough income. It's just a matter of selling, just storytelling. The secret is storytelling, guys, and selling people on the benefits.
Absolutely, those are amazing points you've just highlighted there, actually, Nicole. I mean, with Empower Network, what I've noticed personally, it's not like selling jewelry or an actual material product. It's actually selling education. So you actually educate, when you make a sale on a product, you're actually selling tools and strategies to the other person that they can duplicate. So I think that's the beauty of Empower Network, isn't it? You're actually selling on internet marketing skills.
Yeah, and you know what, too? It's my same two common taglines. You literally can turn your passion into profits and turn ideas into income. As a matter of fact, the other day I was researching bloggers who, these are non-Empower Network bloggers, just bloggers in general, and I was looking up income reports. There are certain bloggers who share income reports. And I came across a young lady who was blogging, who made cookbooks. And she would take pictures of different meals that she made, and she had like a $22,000 month and then an $18,000 month. And then, I mean, her income was just five figures every single month off of cooking. I found another lady who does raw foods. She's making a ridiculous amount of income, almost 200,000 people following her on Facebook because she talks about going raw. You know, it's just a matter of helping people to realize this is about you finally getting your message out to the marketplace and being who you really are online and connecting with people like you who will buy from you just for you to share your story with them.
Excellent, excellent. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Nicole. You've answered some wonderful questions here. As you are on the I Have a Dream show, Nicole, can I ask you to share your dream?
Oh, which one?
Many.
Like I said, I'm a big, big dreamer. And one of my dreams, honestly, since I was in college, I used to daydream about being a speaker. And I always dreamt about being able to empower and motivate and impact the world in a way where I can help inspire people to do things they never thought they can do. One day you'll hear about my story. I'll be writing some books coming up in the upcoming months and starting to share my story a lot more, where I came from, what I've gone through. But getting people to realize that you're so much greater than who you realize. And I know even for me in this journey that I'm on, there's a lot of times where I go through self-doubt and I question myself because of where I came from, you know, because of how I was as a child, you know, wondering if I'm really deserving of my success. And so my goal is to really create a level of impact for people to realize who they are, what they were born to accomplish, and just know that I've been able to inspire people to be their best selves. I kind of feel like an Oprah in a sense, right? Live your best life. But I do. I want to be able to leave a legacy that people can remember something that I've said or something that I've done that helped alter the direction of their lives and of their futures to do something different. It's not, to me, it's not just about making money. It's not just about accomplishing certain level of things, but it's about connecting to your purpose and living a life of significance. And that's pretty much what I want to do.
That's what it's about. Excellent. That's wonderful. And may you fulfill your dream, Nicole. And it's absolutely amazing. If you want to meet Nicole, if you want to meet Nicole, she will be at the Miami event just coming up next Friday. So do come to Miami and meet Nicole in person next week. And do feel free to connect with her after the video. I will be posting this on a blog, and you can connect with Nicole as well. And whoever invited you to the show, guys, go back. And first of all, the opportunity that we speak about, just click the button below. There's a massive button, or wherever you are, wherever this is being broadcast, just click the button below, open up in a new window, activate your account, and you'll come to 8 core commitments. And just go through them, go back to the person that invited you to the show, and they will talk you through how to get started. And just walk through the success of what Nicole has done, or all the other guests, the wonderful guests that I have on the show. So, Nicole, thank you so much for giving your time. I know it's very, very, it's hard for you to come away from your schedule, but I really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your journey and some amazing strategies with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me on. It was an honor to be here. You're my first interview of the year. Woohoo!
Woo! There you go. Start the 2014 with a big bang. Lovely. Thank you so much, Nicole, and I hope to see you soon. Guys, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for the questions that you've asked. This will be repeating throughout the week, so do feel free to invite your audiences in and activate your account and get started with us. So see you on Monday again. Hopefully we'll be sticking to the normal times of 8 a.m. And 1 p.m. In UK time. So tune in again and have a fabulous week. Thank you, Nicole.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.